Hi, this is Paul Marks, host and producer of Multifamily Matters. Today we're going to air the best of Multifamily Matters. It's a very educational and informative episode, so listen and enjoy the best of Multifamily Matters.
Multifamily Matters, a weekly radio show that discusses the current topics and trends in the multifamily industry. Stay tuned and listen to the movers and shakers in multifamily share their opinions and thoughts about what's old, what's new, and where the multifamily industry is heading in the future. You are listening to Multifamily Matters, because multifamily matters.
Well, welcome and thank you for tuning in to Multifamily Matters, the only broadcast radio show in the nation that is solely dedicated to multifamily industry operations. Is now powered by the Multifamily Media Network. I'm your host, Paul Marks, coming to you exclusively from the Smart Apartment Data Studio. We have a great show with a wonderful guest who is extremely knowledgeable and right in the middle of today's topic. And today we're discussing the topic of powering property management, education, and networks. Joining me by phone is a longtime multifamily industry veteran, the fabulous Brooke Donaldson, the Director of Management Revenue with TWG. Welcome, Brooke.
Hi. It's so great to be here. Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, and this topic I think you wanted to speak on is a fantastic topic, especially we're right now in the middle of conference season across the country with different regional and state and local association conferences, as well as the big one, Apartmentalize, coming up shortly next month. And that's one way to get some networking and education is through those conferences. But then there's ongoing things that are there. But I want to ask you, because I know you believe it's important, what is the impact and the importance of having this continuous education and industry association involvement for property management companies?
I'll be honest with you. Like I had mentioned to you, this is definitely one of the topics throughout my career specifically that I am extremely passionate about. I think it's primarily because when I first got into the property management business, you know, it seems like that there was not a lot of education there in the very beginning. Of course, I'm aging myself a little bit. We were still on DOS systems and backing up our floppy disk every night. But, you know, there were still things that, you know, coming into the industry that there was not tons of education on. Unfortunately, I think what that does for people is creates bad habits, and it creates different things going on in on sites and throughout the industry that is not necessarily the best for our assets. But, you know, I think that in the last 10 years specifically, we have seen a real shift in the paradigm of that as far as, the importance and why it's so vital and significant for companies just to have not just, you know, amazing onboarding training, but continued education, and then also just not continuing education through property management companies, but those companies promoting, as you were saying, all of the different associations that are out there for our industry. And we are pretty darn lucky because the amount of different associations that are available to us as property management professionals is mind-blowing. When I first got into the industry, you know, there was really only NAA, and that has changed dramatically. There's so many new ones. There's so many different types of education and so many different associations that you can become a part of. So that is one thing that my whole career, I've spent a lot of time on trying to really put focus on training and continued education and engagement with our employees. The best thing that we can do is really set them up for success by giving them all of the education and all the training and the knowledge that they need in order to make our assets valuable.
Yeah, and you know, I can remember just internally with companies, internal training departments. I can remember when the real training that people could receive was some of these great folks like Bill Nye and Mark Kukro, mm-hmm. and people in the industry that have been training for decades. going around to different apartment associations, and you would, you know, have the opportunity to sign up if you worked at a property management company for a training session. But there has just been this influx, it seems, over the last decade or so, where people have created the internal training departments. Maybe some of the larger ones, you know, the big boys on the block, had that for a long time. But I've just seen other companies really make an investment in having someone on their team who does training. What have you seen?
Well, I can tell you, actually, it's very funny, and one of the reasons I'm thrilled we're talking about this today is because that's been a huge focus of ours with our senior leadership team here at TWG. One thing that we realized is, like everybody else in the industry in the last several years, we're really struggling with retaining and being able to do what we can to retain the employees that we have. And so one thing that we knew for sure is that we had to create an onboarding process and training process that evolved not just from that first initial 30 days of training, but evolved all the way through and continued to educate them and offer them more and more educational options throughout their entire, you know, their entire time with us. And one thing that we know, and I think this has been proven, is that, you know, so many companies, if they have those excellent training programs and they have those continued educations, all of those things are things that are going to accelerate that employee development. There are so many different initiatives now that I'm seeing that I've never seen before. Mentoring programs, which to me is an amazing program. Employee resource groups, learning and development programs, even, you know, education reimbursement. We've seen that for a while, but we're seeing it even more now with companies, especially when it comes to, you know, getting your different types of credentials and designations within the industry. So I think companies are really starting to see that in order to really take that next level up, you've got to be able to have a really strong onboarding. And in addition to that, you know, the backing up of that, that continues that education and continues to allow that employee to grow. Because the truth is the best thing that we could have happen is we get a good employee in here, we train them, we educate them, we give them all the assets and all the items that they need to succeed, and they're going to do just that. They just are. They're going to do just that. You know, you empower those employees, and they're going to empower the company without a doubt.
Yeah, and we've got about 3.5 minutes left in the segment. I was going to ask you because, you know, it's an investment that people are making in their employees. And I think you're right that, you know, retention has become such a big issue with employees, especially after the pandemic. It seems like that turnover within companies has, you know, maybe it's settled down a little bit now, but I know right after the pandemic, that's what I was hearing from a lot of folks. What are you seeing just in recent years as far as the retention issues?
You're absolutely right. Especially since COVID, I actually am a part of our association here in Indianapolis, and we had a board meeting last week, and we were talking about, you know, one of the things that's really affected all of us and continues to affect us is, you know, retaining employees and, you know, really getting the right ones in the door and then retaining them. And so, you know, we continue to struggle with that. But one thing I can say is that as we've continued to build on our training program, which, by the way, ours is a little different. You know, instead of doing, you know, a lot of companies bring in that one person and you've got this, you know, corporate trainer. What we've really done is we've broke it out and all of our different departments are a part of this training, and we do it in multiple fashions, both live trainings and then also on-demand trainings. Then there are also, you know, there's these different steps that we take throughout the training process, even after that first initial 30 days, that's going to help us continue to figure out where are their strengths, where are their weaknesses, and how can we help them grow into that person that we want them to be, and into that successful person that will allow them to have a long-term professional career in multifamily.
And we got about a minute left. When you make that investment in someone, as far as the in training, what What type of reception typically are you getting? And does it differ from someone who's new to the industry that's just starting, or at someone who's been doing it?
You know, it's a combination. We have done a lot of employee engagement surveys in the last couple of years because, again, obviously we could see that our retention was really struggling. And so what we've done is we've really put our feelers out and asked our employees, what are we not doing? What are we doing right? What are we doing wrong? What do you want to see? And it's mind-blowing to me, all of the, we want training, we want additional training, you know, we need more onboard training, you know, when you initially come on in the beginning, you know, we really need more of that. We need more of the continued education. So I'll be honest with you, it's something that people really gravitate towards. And I think some companies are a little afraid of really putting together a good structure on training because, let's be honest, who's got the time, right? We all have a million fires we're putting out in this industry. That's what we do. But if you really allow yourself to slow down and build a good onboard training process and then add on to that with all of these additional areas, which, again, you know, we've talked about a little bit about associations. I think we'll get into that a little bit more. But the bottom line is that if we as companies, as property management companies and development companies, do not take the time to invest in our team, we're wasting our time. You know, because just hiring anybody off the streets is not going to work. You've got to find the people that are dedicated, who are passionate, and really want to be able to do the job and do the job right. And those are the people we want working for us. So if we do have those that are not too thrilled with it, it pretty much will give us an idea pretty quick whether or not they're a good fit for TWG or not.
All right. Well, we are going to be back after this short break. You are listening to Multifamily Matters because multifamily matters.
Your multifamily property's water and sewer rates are skyrocketing every year. The only way to lessen the impact is to reduce water consumption through water conservation. E-Conserve has pioneered a no-cost, no-risk water conservation program, and it doesn't cost you a penny. A property in Houston is saving over $196,000 a year with this no-cost program. Call E-Conserve today at 713-662-3220. For a free analysis of your property, that's eConserve at 713-662-3220.
Elevate your apartment game with Multi-Housing News and their exclusive newsletters. MHN is the leading integrated resource for people and companies that own, invest in, develop, manage, and or market multifamily real estate. Join the thousands of real estate professionals who trust MHN in their daily, weekly, and bi-monthly newsletters to keep them informed and inspired with property management trends, news, podcasts, and more. Find out more information at multihousingnews.com/subscriptions.
Looking for a solution to balance your assets? Tired of wasted time managing your day-to-day bookkeeping, buggy software implementations, inaccurate financials, or maybe you're worried about a pending audit? Would you like more time to focus on revenue-generating activities versus accounting administrative activities? Here at Balanced Asset Solutions, we are a CPA firm that specializes in property management platforms, including Yardi and AppFolio. You can reach Balanced Asset Solutions now at 619-415-6826. Go visit our website at www.balancedassetsolutions.com. Don't delay. Call Balanced Asset Solutions today.
We are back, and you are listening to Multifamily Matters, powered by the Multifamily Media Network and coming to you exclusively from the Smart Apartment Data Studio. We're discussing the topic of powering property management, education, and networks. I'm Paul Marks. Joining by phone is a longtime multifamily industry veteran, the fantastic Brooke Donaldson, the Director of Management Revenue with TWG. I do want to remind our listeners, if you would like to provide show topics, guest ideas, suggestions, or just listen to any archived episode of Multifamily Matters, please go to our website at multifamilyradio.com. So, Brooke, I wanted to ask you, we're talking about the importance of not only associations, but education and training. But let's talk about you know, a lot of times people think, well, I trained somebody, so they ought to be trained. But there's a need for continual education. Let's talk a little bit about that and what you see as the impact of that.
Absolutely. You know, one thing that I've definitely learned, and again, I have to say that I've learned this in my partners in crime, our senior leadership, has learned through actually speaking with, surveying, and talking intently with our team members that the training is truly a must. I am a firm believer that if you don't have a company that is coming in, or that if you're not working with a company that is not offering that continued training and that continued education, you're truly missing out on such an amazing opportunity being a part of this industry. One thing, you know, I personally can remember when I first got into this industry, and I came into it leasing apartments like a lot of us do. So it was not my intention to be in this business long term. I thought, I'm going to lease apartments. I'm going to learn to lease an apartment, and then I'm going to get my real estate license, and I'm going to sell homes. That was my plan. needless to say, I was bit by the bug very quick, and the rest is history. But one thing that really messed me up, and, you know, is that when I first got into the industry, they brought me in as a leasing agent, and everything was about occupancy, physical occupancy. You got to get it leased. You got to get them leased. It doesn't matter what you do. You got to get them leased. If we need concessions, do it. Get them leased. We need occupancy. We need numbers. Well, as a brand new person coming into the industry, all I knew is we needed bodies in those beds, right? Like that was my goal. But what I was never educated on was what that concession that, you know, that free month's rent or that half free month's rent that we were giving out to all of these units as they were moving in, nobody ever explained to me what that actually really meant, what giving that concession actually really means and what it does to an asset's bottom line. I never received any training on NOI or what those letters were or even stood for, much less the importance of those numbers to our assets. That was not something that was ever brought to me educationally via a company I was working for. I personally am, I guess you would say I'm one of those, if I can't figure it out or if I don't know how to do it, I'm going to do everything in my power to figure it out. I'm going to dig. I'm going to YouTube. I'm going to Google. I'm going to do everything under the sun. I'm going to read books. I'm going to do whatever I can to make myself the best that I can at what I'm doing. And in that situation, I started reading things about how, you know, concessions is one of the last things that we want to do, and how we as an industry really created concession wars for so many years. But we did that really, it's on us as leaders that we were the ones that really put that out there, because we didn't educate on what that concession really meant. You know, you can take a unit at a certain price, and let's say, you know, your market's in this range, but if you're cutting that down by a month or 2 months rent, you know, what is that actually, what is your net rent? What are you actually getting for that apartment? None of those things were ever trained. And you know, I do remember when I worked for this company that they had training for the managers. I can remember the manager being out of the office several times, you know, a month, going for different training. And maybe their thought was leasing agents didn't need it. They just need to lease. But I could have been so much better at my job had somebody actually educated me on what that meant and what the decisions I was making and what I was trying to do was going to affect the bottom line. Because you and I both know, and I think a lot of us know that have been in the industry a while, that, you know, the NOI is what matters. Our net income is what matters. So those items, it doesn't matter, again, you know, what your physical occupancy is. If economically you're only sitting at 50% occupied, you might as well be 50% vacant. So it's really getting that education out, not just for managers, but for every single position that we have on site, every single position, from our groundskeepers, you know, educating them on how, you know, what the money is that they have to spend, how the budgets work, what groups that we work with, and, you know, corporate pricing on these items. victims, educating them on how to make the best decisions possible. Again, leasing consultants, you know, really getting them trained on how the decisions they make affects us. You know, how the decision of allowing somebody in or overriding a denial, what that can mean to you 6 months down the line and how that can affect the company and the asset as a whole. Again, all the way to our techs, you know, really allowing them to learn how the business works and how every decision they make does affect our bottom line and the asset's bottom line. I just think so many times we sometimes are putting a lot of focus on those property managers' education, which is great, but it really needs to start from the very bottom in order for it to really be able to grow into what we need it to grow in by the time somebody actually becomes a property manager.
Yeah, we've got about 4 minutes left in this segment. I wanted to ask you this question because I've had some conversations recently with folks in the industry. You know, everything about multifamily is it's a cyclical business. When was it? 10 years ago, we were in a down cycle and we had, great years. And then all of a sudden now in the last couple of years, we're somewhat in a down cycle. There are a lot of people in the industry who've never experienced that who are in the industry now, and they don't understand concessions or what's involved in that because they never had to deal with that. Talk a little bit about how you deal with that with folks that have never experienced it.
Are you referring specifically to like giving concessions out?
Concessions and just how it become tougher, maybe become tougher to lease. Thing, you know, depending in a market, I guess every market's different, but
absolutely,
what do you do to someone who's never experienced? How do you work with somebody and train them when they thought since the day they got into multifamily everything was all roses, and all of a sudden we have a downturn, and all of a sudden now they've got to have a different perspective on how they operate.
Absolutely, and I'll be honest with you, we see that a lot. We do see it a lot because the truth is you can be a property manager or an assistant manager or any position within our industry and have worked somewhere for 10 plus years, but that doesn't mean you're necessarily going to know, the TWG way or the company you're working for way. So one thing that we have done and we feel like really makes a big difference is we start that training from the very beginning like they've never seen it before. We don't base our training based on somebody's experience. Every single office personnel, every single one of them receive the same type of training programs. Now, there are some that we do for accelerated once it comes to PMs, obviously more management style classes, supervisory type of classes, but we make sure that every one of our team members are trained the same way. We want to make sure that our team members are receiving every bit of this information, which is why we have truly created, a true checklist that's checked not only just by the team member, but also by the supervisor, the hiring supervisor or the regional manager, to make sure that every subject is not just touched, but it's touched in more than one way, because I think everybody knows that everybody learns differently. Some people can take an on-demand class and, they've got it, but some people need the live class because they don't necessarily learn, in typical learning ways. Everybody learns different. So we knew it was also vital to make sure that all of the information we were providing in multiple different ways. So we were able to actually capture more people retaining that information. And again, we don't separate it out. If you are a new leasing consultant coming into us, you're going to get the same training in that 30 days that our PMs are going to get. Now, our maintenance is a little different, obviously, because they're not necessarily doing sales. They're not necessarily messing with renewals or recertifications. So it is a little different on that end. But we make sure that the business side of it, what makes a business, reading the budgets, reading the numbers, understanding all of that, has got to be a huge part of it, because that is one thing that we have really, as an industry, have not allowed ourselves to really give that knowledge on site. And that is something that I'm so passionate about, and I'm really excited to see as we continue to roll out our new training program, very excited to see how that works for our new team members coming on board.
All right. Well, we're going to break it here. We're going to be back right after these messages. You are listening to Multifamily Matters. Because multifamily matters.
Application fraud in multifamily is a major challenge we're all contending with today, and the risk is ever increasing, making it more important than ever to strive for driving delinquency to 0%. If you could eliminate the worst form of application fraud with just a few clicks, you would, right? With PayScore, accuracy is everything. By automating income verification, they deliver clear, concise, and 100% bank-verified income reports in minutes. No more doubts, delays, or fraud, just the truth about applicant income. PayScore. Accurate, easy, safe. Visit PayScore.com and start verifying with confidence. PayScore. Click, verify, relax. REV, the multifamily leasing company, is the industry's long-term affordable leasing management solution. After all, it's really not about cost. It's really all about revenues. Book REV's expert directors and leasing career professionals for your properties today. Let REV drive revenues and create significant incremental value for you. Reduce stress, stabilize and maximize leasing performance. Never expend resources to recruit or train for leasing again. Lease up, value add, conventional leasing. Let REV be your long-term leasing solution. Go to RevLMC.com to find out more. That's RevLMC.com. REV is revolutionizing multifamily leasing. Hire REV today.
Do you have multiple multifamily properties in your portfolio? Take control of your unpredictable IT spending with our managed IT services. Whether you have 5 or 500 properties, CTS has you covered with 24/7 nationwide remote and on-site support. Our pricing allows you to budget IT costs year after year with a predictable flat monthly rate. CTS provides the expertise, management, support, and tech infrastructure for all your properties. Call 888-255-9715 or visit ctsglobaltech.com for a free quote.
We are back, and you are listening to Multifamily Matters, powered by the Multifamily Media Network, and coming to you exclusively from the Smart Apartment Data Studio. And today we're discussing the topic of powering property management, education, and networks. I'm Paul Marks. Joined by phone is a longtime multifamily industry veteran, the wonderful Brooke Donaldson, the Director of Management Revenue with TWG. I do want to take a moment and thank some of our exclusive sponsors that make Multifamily Matters possible. EconServe, providing multifamily water conservation solutions for properties across the U.S. REV, the leasing management company. REV is revolutionizing multifamily leasing. PayScore, learn the truth about applicant income. And Control by Net, providing multifamily video surveillance and remote guarding needs, solving your security issues. So, Brooke, we talked a lot about in the first two segments about the importance of training and continuous training. Let's talk a little bit about the industry associations, leveraging those industry associations. What do you see there?
First off, it's my favorite subject. So I am very excited to talk about this. I will be completely frank. I would not be where I am today. I would not have the career that I've had, the professional growth that I've had, if it wasn't for the different associations that I've been a part of. I spent the first part of my career, almost 20 years in Kansas City, who truly has one of the best local apartment associations out there. When I say I spent years, I mean many, many, many years with that group. They do an amazing job, not just with their education and their workshops, but all of the different things that they're putting out there every year. There's so many different things, everything from, you know, their annual award ceremonies to the fundraising that they do. Obviously, all of the work that they're doing, you know, through the government, taking a look at, you know, the legislation that's going on within our industry, which there's so much out there. So there, to me, the true part of the association is all that it has to offer you as a company, or you as a professional individual. I really went into it and joined on my own. The company, when I first got into it, was not a part of the association. But I had heard enough about it and read enough about it that I knew it was something I wanted to be a part of. And when I say being a part of it, it's not even just attending, you know, a luncheon here or there, or, you know, networking and going to a trade show once a year or a convention. More than anything, it is the relationships, the knowledge, the camaraderie of being a part of a group of people that do what you do day in and day out. They get it. They know it. And to be honest with you, you know, their goals are very similar to our goals. It's just to continue to grow our businesses and our assets. And when you've got an amazing network of people to kind of help you with that, then it completely changes things, I even currently work with the Indiana Apartment Association, where I'm the chair of the Industry Insights and Ambassador Committee, and it truly has just been amazing for me. I was new coming into Indianapolis after spending 25-plus years in Kansas City in the industry, but this association has just been amazing. Arms wide open, they have reached out, not just, you know, the same type of reaching out that, you know, the mass emails and those type of things, but reaching out individually and, you know, let us help you get more familiar with, you know, the people here in this industry and our market. You know, we want you to be a part of that. I was able to actually do some speaking about vendor relationships, which is another huge portion of being a part of an association. So to me, the association part of it, again, I truly would not have the professional career that I do if it wasn't for these amazing associations.
Yeah, and I think it's interesting. I'm based in Houston. Of course, we have the Houston Apartment Association, which I think is one of the larger ones in the country as well. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they are very, very proactive about not only doing training for the management folks, but also for the supplier partners, and
and
trying to develop better relationships between the management folks and the supplier partners by educating both. Talk a little bit about that, because I know you mentioned that's an important thing to you. How can associations help supplier partners?
Well, there's a lot of ways. I will tell you just a little tidbit. I actually moved over at some point in my career, had a little bit of a breakdown. I think we all do at some point, and decided, you know what, I am going to get out of the operations and I'm going to go over to the other side of the business and do the vendor side. I worked for a great company doing sales to property management, and absolutely loved it. In the time that I was on the vendor side, I got my CAF through the Apartment Association. And it was an amazing experience. And that allowed me to learn a lot on the vendor side, and really opened my eyes to a lot of the practices, how hard these guys work or ladies work, you know, how hard it is to kind of break in. So one thing that I've been really passionate about since that time is helping to build those relationships between vendors and employees on site and corporate type of employees. We did a class back, I want to say in October, just recently through IIA, specifically covering that. And I was lucky enough to actually be on that group to speak to, I think we had probably 50 vendors there that were part of the association. And, you know, we talked about their best practices of being able to, you know, the best practices for them to come in and to build those relationships and why those relationships are so important. And the truth is, this business is a relationship business. It is. In addition to that, obviously, there's a huge business side to it, but those people that you like, that you trust, that you've worked with, whether it be on a committee, whether it be you guys met at the trade show, or you went to a member luncheon and you were able to sit at this table and you were able to meet everybody here that works for this company, and you know, you really liked that vibe and that feel that they gave off, it's just the starting part of that. So they really do provide, you know, being able to be there and be a part of the association is not just other members of those apartment communities, but it is networking with professionals on all sides of the industry. It can lead to some amazing collaborations. It can lead to referrals. And obviously, you know, you're sharing valuable insights, all of which is going to enhance your own personal reputation as well as the company's reputation.
And so talk a little bit about some of the successes that you've seen from others that have been involved in associations. I know it's easy for us to talk about our own personal stuff, but I know you probably have witnessed folks who have really blossomed from their association relationships.
Absolutely. You know, it's funny, there's one person that pops in my mind pretty quickly, and it was a gentleman that worked for me, he worked for me in Kansas City many, many, many years ago, and obviously I still follow the association in Kansas City, and I watch them pretty closely, and when he worked for me, he came on as an assistant manager, and I have watched him over the last 10 years truly, truly blossom into one of the absolutely best in the industry in the Kansas City market. And I truly believe that part of his success is all that he has done for the industry itself. I have seen him be a part of every single committee out there, from trade show committee to membership committees to, you know, the Crystal Merits, or that's what they call them in Kansas City, the annual awards, those committees. I've seen him be a part of all of it. And now he's actually sitting on the board. Amazing individual. And it's just been amazing to watch him, you know, really not just take a hold of his career, but as far as, you know, who he's working for and making those decisions, but making sure that he always knew that being a part of the association, not just showing up for a meeting or two, but being a leader in that association was truly going to change his professional career, and it has. And the truth is, you know, I think about him, but as I'm sitting here talking about it, I can think of so many other people that I have worked with over the last 20 years, so many different individuals that, you know, have won multiple, you know, awards for amazing work that they've done in their city, who have, you know, really gone from, you know, a leasing agent and just built their way all the way to the top and, you know, are winning not just awards on a local level, but on a national level. And none of those things could be possible if it wasn't for those associations that really do take you to the next level when it comes to our industry.
All right. Well, we are going to break it here. We're going to be back with our final segment of this episode right after these messages. You're listening to Multifamily Matters, because multifamily matters.
Control by Net provides communities with video surveillance solutions accessible 24/7 from any web browser or mobile device. Our remote guarding reduces crime in garages and mailrooms. Many top owners and managers already utilize our services and love the single sign-on feature to see all properties. As NAA and NMHC members, Control by Net only serves multifamily. Our cloud and managed video solution is consistently voted easiest to use. We meet any compliance requirements. Visit us at www.controlbynet.com or email us for a free site survey at crproperty@controlbynet.com.
In a world where keeping up with an ever-evolving technology landscape continues to be a challenge, Allegion helps property managers cut through the noise to supply their residents with the amenity most critical to the digital generation, mobile access control. Ideal for the multifamily market, Allegion has designed mobile-enabled solutions that streamlines access while providing the security and benefits for developers, property managers, and residents alike. To learn more about Allegion's access control product offerings, please visit usallegion.com/MFM.
SMART is a national multifamily research and analytics company providing market, property, and floor plan level data to track performance, evaluate competitive strategies, and identify potential investment opportunities. Their innovative web-based software and mobile application contains extensive searchable inventory of granular historical data, floor plan by floor plan rents, concessions, and availabilities for enhanced analysis and forecasting. For more information or to sign up for a free trial, go to smartapartmentdata.com.
We are back with our final segment of this episode of Multifamily Matters, powered by the Multifamily Media Network and coming to you exclusively from the Smart Apartment Data Studio. And today we're discussing the topic of powering property management, education, and networks. I'm Paul Marks. Joining me by phone is a longtime multifamily industry veteran, the awesome Brooke Donaldson, the Director of Management Revenue with TWG. I do want to take a moment and thank some of our other exclusive sponsors that make Multifamily Matters possible. Allegion, a leading provider of mobile-enabled products and solutions for efficient access control within multifamily properties. Balanced Asset Solutions, CPAs with expertise in multifamily property management. DirecTV, the ultimate entertainment experience, is now available to all multifamily residents. Smart Apartment Data, the most comprehensive and up-to-date intelligence on the multifamily industry, and CTS, Complete Technology Solutions, making managed IT an easy business decision for multifamily. So, Brooke, I know that we want to kind of wrap a nice bow around what we're talking about. So talk about some of the strategies that companies can use to implement the training and the leveraging of industry associations.
Absolutely. You know, I think one of the most important things that we've talked about today is developing a good, solid training program. I think that that really is going to be one of those things that is going to make the difference. Like I mentioned earlier, I think it is the difference between employees staying and employees going. So, you know, making sure that we're customizing those trainings, we're updating those trainings, and really, as a company, and incentivize your learning. You know, really talk to your team and push all the additional trainings offered. There's different things that can be done, from breakout sessions where you're covering different small topics to larger courses that you can offer, and even all the way down to, when we talk about associations, you know, really being able to do reimbursements or offering to take care of somebody getting a designation, one of the designations through NAA or one of the other organizations. So really important to create that learning culture. I think that's probably one of the most important things, more than anything. And then, of course, like we've been talking about, get involved with your associations. So important. If this is a career that you want and this is what you truly want to do, I can't imagine doing anything else. But if this is, you know, your passion, get involved with the member or with your associations. It truly, truly changes everything. As a management company, encourage your staff to participate. You know, allow them to see that there's, you know, not just different roles that they can play in the association, but there is even leadership opportunities, growth opportunities. So really pushing those things and promoting how important all of those type of strategies are is going to help that. It's going to help not just the individual grow, but it's going to help your management company, your company as a whole grow.
What kind of a tip can you give to individuals who are listening to what you're saying and say, hey, I want to get involved in my association, but they work for a company that doesn't really promote being active in associations? There are some companies out there that just don't get involved in the associations.
Absolutely. You know, I think that probably one of the first things you should do is educate yourself a little bit about the association. Check into the pricing of it, and then make your case. Trust me when I say this, being involved in this, whether for a personal, you know, professional standpoint, or it for looking at it from a company standpoint, being involved with these associations and these groups, it takes your professionalism to the next step. It allows you to collaborate with people all across the country. It allows you to see best practices, what's working and what's not working. It's allowing you to see industry trends, so you know that you're not necessarily dealing with X, Y, and Z on your own. So I would truly advise that, you know, you look at the pricing on what it would cost for either your property and or your company to join. And then I would make a case for yourself. You know, these are the reasons why I want to join this association. It's not going to just affect me and my own growth, but it's going to affect the company and the asset that you trust me to manage. And I think anybody who goes into it and is ready to have that conversation and is ready to fight for that, I really think you've got a pretty good case there. And I think you could probably win that case, because I think those that don't get involved and are not a part of the association truly do not recognize what the association can do for their business. And that is the difference. So get online, take a look at your apartment association's website, your local. Reach out to myself if you'd like. Reach out to somebody else you know that's on a local committee or on a local association. You know, talk to people who are involved. And anybody who's involved at the association is going to help you prove your point and make your case. So, again, I'm always available. This is stuff I could talk about all day and stuff that I'm really passionate about. So I'm always here. And trust me when I tell you, this industry is full of people ready to support anybody, you know, who is wanting more and more education. And the other thing I might mention is that a lot of these associations will even offer scholarships. The CAS scholarship that I received was based on, I was given that scholarship to pay for that course through the association. So there are so many opportunities, even for those whose companies don't get actively involved. There are still opportunities for you to get yourself involved.
Yeah, that is a good point. There are scholarships that are available. And certainly if someone is interested in getting a designation and company they were working for is not necessarily supportive, you could certainly talk to the association about if there are scholarships available. So we've got a little bit over 4 minutes left. I want to transition out of the topic. It's a great topic, and again, we could certainly continue to talk about it. But I always like to ask our guests. You kind of touched on it a little bit in the first segment about how you got into the industry. But talk a little bit about your journey and you know, the steps that you took and why you love the industry so much. And then I also want you to talk a little bit about TWG. And then also, if someone wants to reach out to you, how can they do that? And we've got about 4 minutes left.
Okay, excellent. Like I mentioned earlier, you know, I came into this industry not realizing that it was going to truly be my life's passion. I got into it thinking I'm going to lease apartments and then I'm going to learn to sell homes. And very quickly realized that this industry, it offers so much to me personally. And it has allowed me to realize that, you know, there's so much more out there. You know, we all work a job, but being a part of providing homes for people, to me is extremely satisfying. And has been something that I truly, truly love. I've been able to work almost every position. I've worked every position on site. I have worked most positions in a corporate setting. I've done everything from market rate properties to affordable different funding sources. Currently, I will tell you, I work for an amazing company. I'm extremely proud to be a part of the TWG family. TWG stands for Together We Grow. Very, very employee-focused group and development company. And I think one of the things that really makes them different for me is I spent so many years working a lot of, to be honest, market rate properties. And you have all these investors and, you know, it's money, money, money. Money is the bottom line. Money is the bottom line. TWG really does a lot of focus on affordable housing. And again, not just the management side, but the development side. And we are constantly developing new communities all over the country that are affordable communities. We have some amazing programs. We have a building that is not just a senior building that's an affordable building, but it also is in the same building as a daycare. And the program mixes the elderly residents with our younger, great, you know, our preschool kids. and it allows them to intermix together. We've had projects that we have worked with adults that are or really kids that are aging out of the foster system. That one is near and dear to my heart. You know, that we're helping them learn life skills, living on their own, how to manage, you know, having a home and how to take care of that home. So for the first time in my career, I'll be honest with you, I feel like, you know, with affordable housing and all of these programs that we work, we're making such a difference in so many lives. You know, we're providing beautiful homes and beautiful buildings for people who would not have the opportunity to live in communities like ours. So to me, that's pretty darn special, and something I'm incredibly, incredibly proud of. So that tells you a little bit about TWG. I will say we are growing at a crazy rate, and we're always looking at new talent to join us. So if you're interested or if anybody that's listening is looking to make a change, I encourage you to check out our website for sure. And I would also ask if you would like to connect with me on LinkedIn, that would be great. My LinkedIn, let's see here. I always forget. I think it's LinkedIn / Brooke Donelson, D-O-N-E-L-S-O-N. My email address, which I think will also be featured in, is it on the notes of or on the I guess it's one of the announcements that's on. I think it would be on there. But it's brooke.donelson@twgdev.com. And I would love to network with as many people out there. So please don't hesitate to reach out.
All right. And by the way, Brooke is spelled with an E on the end, B-R-O-O-K-E. So
yes,
make sure you spell it correctly. So great. So Brooke, fantastic episode. It's kind of serendipitous that we're talking about associations, because I think I'm going to see you in June at Apartmentalize, and looking forward to that. So getting my conference and association fixed there. But we are going to be back next week with another great topic and power panel of industry experts. You have been listening to Multifamily Matters, because multifamily matters.
Thank you for listening to Multifamily Matters, a weekly radio show that discusses current topics and trends in the multifamily industry. To find out more about the show or make suggestions for topics or interesting guests, go to multifamilyradio.com. You have been listening to Multifamily Matters, because multifamily matters.